Hello. Well, I'd never thought I would be doing this challenge, one of these challenges where you have to speak every day for a month. But I thought on a whim that I will try and do the February one and see how I go. Just because I haven't done an audio boom for a while, so maybe I should fill it up with rubbish. I missed yesterday's one, February 1, because I had decided to do it just on the spur of the moment and I didn't know where to find the questions, but I've been advised of the whereabouts of the questions today, so you will have a 2-in-1 whammy, which isn't too bad, really. I'm sure you won't lose sleep or nothing. So, for those of you who don't know, who may find me in this challenge, the name is Rachel, as the audio boom account suggests. I'm 37 from Melbourne, Australia. So, the first question was what audio platform I will be using to record this February challenge. And that would be AudioBoom, www.audioboom.com. I've had an account there for about 15, 16, 17, 6 years. Since about 2011, I kind of use it as an audio blog, obviously. I do have an online blog, but I haven't used it for a couple of years, and I figure that now way too much has happened to try and get into that again. So I guess I'm using this one as a sort of a backup thing. So using Audio Boom. It used to be known as Audio Boo, and yeah, dot dash dot dash dot dot dot. February 2nd, 2017, Thursday. What am I thankful for? Well, there's a bit of a list. The simple things in life, the things that most of us take for granted, like having a roof over my head, having a warm, well, yeah, I guess you could say warm, comfortable bed, although it's summer here right now, so we don't always want it too warm, but it's a comfortable bed nevertheless. And this is my house. I'm grateful that I am able to successfully pay my mortgage off, by calculations, mid 2018. And then I will consider getting a bigger place or living in a bigger place. Because I love this size, but I'm just accumulating too much rubbish. I'm very grateful for my wonder guide dog Joy. She is 9 on the 7th of February. And as of Sunday, the 5th of February, will be a year since I've had my wonderful ragdoll cat Lottie. She is 16 months old. And actually, I forgot her birthday was yesterday. Well, not really her birthday, but yeah, anyway. Wonderful, wonderful cat. I am grateful that my prayers are always answered, and when the right time is that any given prayer is answered. I've waited a long time for some happiness in some aspects of my life, or and it's just worked out. Although the happiest year of my life was in 2014 so far, and I am very grateful for that year. That was when the year I had my kidney transplant, and I was it was donated by my father, who I am very grateful to, extremely grateful to. If it wasn't for him, I would probably might not be here, or at least still on dialysis. But I don't know how that would have gone, because I would have had to give up my full-time work, which would have been extremely not good. I am grateful for my said full-time work. This is my seventh year at my second job. It's been, everyone's been very accommodating in general as a rule, and just very grateful that I have a job, because I know it's very, very hard to find work, especially for blind individuals or individuals with other disabilities. So yeah, a lot to be grateful for. I hope I didn't miss anything out. Oh yes, of course. I'm grateful, very grateful to my friends. I love my friends. I'm very loyal to my friends. I will do anything for them within my power, as I also would with relationships. Or partners, I should say. So I think that's probably it for February days 1 and 2. I shall catch you tomorrow. Pause for 7 minutes and send.